Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
And now it's time for three big things on Wisconsin's Midday News.
Number one. Today, on the 20th day of the government shutdown, furlough notices are now going out to 1,400 workers of the National Nuclear Security Administration. That leaves some 400 others to oversee the safety of the nation's nuclear arsenal. Nuclear policy expert Joe Cerencioni says, that's not a good idea.
You're asking for trouble.
It's like saying you don't have to check on the dynamite in the shed during the lightning storm. Everything will be fine. Bad idea.
Yikes. People worry about national security threats now. The Department of Defense has been pushing the NNSA to produce new and modernized weapons on time. The government shutdown could delay that schedule significantly, depending on how long it lasts.
Number two, 1 week from today, your commute in and out of downtown could be a little more sticky. Construction of the I-94 widening project scheduled to begin on the 27th of October. Major road impacts will begin November 3rd. Initial construction focusing on the west leg. So this is the area between 70th Street and Zablocki Drive. And they're going to expand the freeway to four lanes in both directions to help reduce some of that bottlenecking. Long-term single lane closure in each direction on I-94 between 70th Street and Zablocki. You could expect that. Long-term closure of the Holly Road interchange. They're going to do a massive overhaul there. Long-term closure of the southbound 175 system ramp that connects to I-94. So if you want to circumvent the traffic on 41, you just go a little bit further east and then go down 175, right? Maybe go straight to Brewers Boulevard, then Canal Street. Not to say that I've done that from time to time. That is going to be closed. Long-term closure of the 68th Street entrance ramp to 94, and then a 30-day closure of the southbound 175 exit ramp to Frederick Miller Way. This project, this portion, this leg is expected to be completed in late 2028. We'll have a newly elected president by then. The larger 3.5-mile project calls for a rebuilding of the aging freeway between 16th Street and 70th Street. Also, the complete replacement of the stadium interchange. 2033 is when this will all be done at a cost of about $1.7 billion.
At some point, can't we get an AI robot in? I shouldn't say this because the construction workers would be like, no way, don't do that. And I get it, I hear you. But my mind just thought, okay, it's time to get in an AI robot and just do this quicker.
I see all these cool videos about how they do road construction in Switzerland. Boy, it seems very efficient. They just create bridges out of flatbeds. Like, it's amazing what they do over there. I mean, just make that happen. Can't we just do that? Follow Switzerland.
Number three, Mark It Down is one of the largest single-day protests in U.S. history. Millions turned out over the weekend, including right here in Wisconsin, for the No Kings rallies. The anti-Trump protests were mocked by the president online. ABC's Rachel Scott has the update.
Organizers say nearly 7 million people took to the streets for the No Kings protests to protest what they call an abuse of power by President Trump. The demonstrations happening in more than 2,000 cities and towns, 200,000 people showing up in the president's own backyard in Washington, D.C. The protesters say they were fueled by the president's sweeping cuts to the federal government, his crackdown on immigration, and his decision to send the National Guard into Democratic states.
Milwaukee and Madison were among the cities here in Wisconsin that held No Kings protests. Thousands of people packed Milwaukee's Cathedral Square. Saturday actually marked the second round of No Kings protests across the country. You might remember the first round back during the summer in June.